land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Thursday, June 13th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, we put those markers in for the podcast. Make sure you check out the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. Click on podcast, listen on demand anytime you want. Just one warning, don't listen at 10, 11 o'clock at night when you want to go to bed. Some of the shows, sometimes your blood pressure will go up. I've had people text me at 1 o'clock in the morning. Thanks a lot. I wasn't able to get to sleep because I listened to your show late tonight. And man, did you tick me off? Well, I just speak the truth, brother. I tell it like it is, whether you like to hear it or not. The truth is the truth. And that is the truth. And that's exactly what you're going to hear on this show. Michigan news, Michigan politics. We're all about it. If you want to know about it, great place to get your information. You will get unbiased, direct truth about what they're doing in Lansing, what they're doing sometimes in Washington, mostly Lansing, like to focus on the state. Everybody else is doing national stuff in Washington. I don't give two craps about Hunter Biden getting convicted. Don't care about Donald Trump getting convicted. Don't care. Laser focus on the state of Michigan. Well, guess what I'm hearing? Certain county commissioner boards in the state of Michigan are talking about banning the local sale on these stands, these cute little boxes, these refrigerators, all these coolers, roadside stands where people free range chickens. I got some folks over here in Antrim County on Edie School Road. Carl, Dana, Deborah, cute little Christian family, nice little farm, fenced in yard, chickens running all over the place, grass knee deep, chickens chasing each other, having a good time. They're out there harvesting the eggs, washing them up, putting them into egg cartons, selling them for $4 a dozen. Best tasting eggs Vicky and I have ever eaten in our lives. I bought another dozen from them last night while I was out putting up Vicky's signs. Great people. Well, guess what? Rumors are certain county commissioner boards are wanting to shut the sale of their eggs down. Why? The bird flu. Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, MDAR Director Tim Boring, yeah, that kind of boring kind of guy, told a joint House and Senate panel yesterday that MDARD is evaluating pathways to best contain recently detected strains of the highly pathogenic avian influenza, HPAI, in dairy herds as well as chicken facilities, with a strong focus on biosecurity measures. But the poultry groups in Michigan argue that the stronger containment measures on dairy farms are also needed to eradicate HPAI on their farms. Peter B. Rudell, attorney with the Hahnemann Law Firm representing the Michigan Allied Poultry Industries, wrote in a letter to the respective committee chairs that continued calls for true biocontainment measures are those limiting the movement of animals and products in and out of an affected farm have been mostly ignored. We'll continue the story. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number two. Tom Walker up in Petoskey Really? So they have nothing better to do with their time than to shut down roadside sales. For eggs, that's what they're talking about. This MDARD person, Boring, said there aren't the same degree of established containment protocols in place for dairy farms as they are existing for the poultry industry. And the department will continue to access best practices for the mitigation. While the avian flu outbreak has been present in birds across the United States since February of 2022, the first case of HPAISNN1 was reported in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas back 3 months ago, March of 2024. The virus was first reported as spreading from a cow to a human on April 1st, 2024. Are you sure that's not an April Fool's joke? Really? You actually have a documentation of it. Well, since April 1st, 10 additional states have had dairy cows test positive for the HPAI, including Michigan, Ohio, North Carolina, Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, Colorado, and New Mexico. Another person testifying, Peter Rudell, said Michigan has been hit hard by HPAI than nearly every other state in the nation. Now with over 30% of all affected dairy herds concentrated in the state. Our state, they're claiming, was the second state to have a dairy herd test positive. The first one was in Texas. But now Michigan is home to 25 of the total 87 cow herds now affected in our state, along with 7 commercial poultry sites and 1 backyard flock that has also been impacted. Okay, 1 backyard flock. Folks, I don't know about you and your counties, but as I'm out driving Antrim County every single night putting out Vicky's signs, I have seen probably 15, maybe 20 little roadside stands with cute little signs out at the road, fresh eggs, free-range eggs. Where I get our eggs here in Antrim County, cute couple there on Eady School Road, they've got a little mini fridge outside. The eggs are washed and put into cartons inside the refrigerator, and they got a tip jar inside. Throw $4 in, take a dozen. I didn't have any singles last night, so I gave them a 5. Cannot believe how dark gold the yolks are of these eggs. And man, do they taste good. But you see, government wants to control it. Because they allegedly claim there's 1 backyard flock that has tested positive for basically, I talked to Carl last night about it. He said, Randy, bird flu is a load of crap. It doesn't exist in poultry. He's not even sure it even exists in dairy cows. Doesn't matter because I don't drink cow milk anymore. But this is absolutely amazing. Now, the poultry detections are so far limited to Newaygo County, while the poultry and cattle detections have occurred also been seen in Gresham, Ionia, Ottawa counties. Cattle detections alone have been found in Allegan, Barrie, Calhoun, Clinton, Ingham, Isabella, and Montcalm counties. Riddell said the MAPI members, Michigan Association's producers, Milk Association producers in Michigan, includes farms and producers also connected to the broiler, egg-laying hen, and turkey industries. They've seen disproportionate impact on their flocks, as the virus is often lethal to the birds. Michigan, being one of the largest nation's largest egg producers, has been forced to depopulate its flock by almost two-thirds. In addition, numerous turkey flocks have been forced to completely depopulate all of their flocks. Why? Because two people in Michigan have tested positive for the virus. Boring said there's also concern that further mutations in dairy and other animals could result in heightened risk to humans. Could. Oh, yeah, there's a possibility it could happen. Well, first of all, why we can still do it? Stop buying eggs at the store. Find a local stand, a local farmer in your community, and buy your eggs from them. Because I can guarantee you they do not have the bird flu in little roadside stands here in northern Michigan. That's number one. Number two, they're claiming that they've had to shut down two-thirds of their flock, their production. Two-thirds? Do you know what that's going to do to prices at the stores? The $4 they were paying the local stands here in our communities, eggs will probably go to $6, $7, $8 a dozen in the stores. I'm not going to pay that. Do you know how many eggs Vicky and I consume on a weekly basis? I love my hard-boiled eggs. Vicky makes the best, absolute, bar none, tuna fish. When she mixes up tuna fish with all the stuff she puts in it, the sweet yellow Vidalia onions, the celery, a little bit of mayo, and some kind of pepper juice she gets out of one of her pepper jars. Best tasting tuna fish, hard-boiled eggs, and sliced tomatoes. That's usually what I have for lunch. I call it my tuna fish bowl. Not going to give up my hard-boiled eggs. Not going to do it. Great source of protein. Well, here's the last part of this story. I'm going to wrap this up here. Listen to how much money and things that they've been doing over this non-existent threat. Boring said more than 200 MDAR staff members are starting to make up a statewide response team, which is going to be integrated with the United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, specialist teams of over 110 staff members, all of them, listen to this, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. First of all, I don't believe that. That's a load of crap. Only small business owners or farmers work more than 12 hours a day, me being one of them. You're telling me 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, Saturday and Sundays, which is double time. You're paying these people 44 hours of overtime plus their 40-day work week. So far, this is the responses that they've come up with. Collaboration with the USDA and other groups to study the virus and to come up with behavioral and risk factors. They're monitoring, actually testing exposed farm employees. They're taking milk samples to ensure the effectiveness of pasteurization. They're mapping out transmission on animals and human movements along with shared vehicles and equipment. USDA mandated testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle and mandatory reporting of test results. Okay, here comes Uncle Sam. More testing? What does that do to the cost of milk? Don't even know how much milk is per gallon right now. Don't care. Highlighted most of all by Boring was the risk of biosecurity, which is the utmost importance in controlling and containing the virus, which includes things like personal protective equipment. Oh, here we go again, PPEs. Tire washing stations. You literally have to wash the tires on your vehicles before you leave the farm. Rigorous disinfecting and cleaning the lines of separation in the processing of the products. He said 12 states, in addition to Michigan, have issued movement restrictions and implemented quarantine requirements beyond what is required by the USDA. But only Michigan has implemented biosecurity practices. While Michigan is leading in biosecurity, Riddell said, the state has lagged well behind its neighboring states in actively pursuing biocontainment measures in dairy herds. He used the example of Minnesota, which only has had one dairy herd affected as of the most recent reporting, but which Riddell said is taking greater biocontainment measures than Michigan. Again, 27 known herds have tested positive. Last week, when its first case of HPAI was detected in a dairy herd, the Minnesota Board of Animal Health immediately placed a quarantine on that dairy herd for 30 days after the last positive test. No such measure has been issued in Michigan, despite our state having 25 times the number of positive herds than Minnesota. Oh my God, this story is giving me a headache. Unbelievable. Oh, really? Did not know that. Clayton up in Pickford, you shouldn't wash or refrigerate farm fresh eggs. They have a protective membrane on them to keep them good. Clean them up right before using. Did not know that. I will talk to Carl and Dana about that. Mike, up in St. Ignace, just watch, Tucker. It'll be the beef cattle next. Well, the one saving grace that we have is, thank God, we have a local beef farmer, Black Angus Beef, right here in Onaway, Cliff Tellini. Now, a lot of people have said, hey, Randy, why is his ads aren't running anymore? Because we basically sold out his inventory. He's raising more animals. He's processing more animals. He has a waiting list right now from our customer base, our radio family. He's got you guys on a waiting list. He's not taking any money. He's not taking any deposits. He's simply putting you on the list. When he gets the animals in, he'll give you a call in the order which you're on the list. And if you want the beef, he'll hook up with you and deliver it to you. But we did such a good job. Everybody stocked up their freezers. So we don't need to promote his business right now until he gets more animals. Farm the Hour break, hour number two. We'll be right back.